A camera isn't just a device that captures light, it's a decision-making machine. Every time you press that shutter button on a smartphone or point-and-shoot, algorithms are frantically guessing what you want. Is this a sunset? A portrait? Should we blur the background? The camera makes hundreds of choices in milliseconds, and you get what it thinks you wanted. But here's the revelation that changes everything. A digital SLR hands those decisions back to you. It's the difference between ordering off a prefix menu and cooking your own meal. Sure, one is easier, but only one lets you create exactly what you envision. This shift from automated convenience to creative control represents more than a gear upgrade. It's a fundamental transformation in how you see and capture the world. The magic of a digital SLR lies in its optical viewfinder, a system of mirrors and prisms that shows you precisely what your lens sees. Unlike the frustrating delay and washed-out screens of other cameras, you're looking through the actual lens in real time. This seemingly simple feature changes everything. When a decisive moment unfolds, a child's genuine laugh, a bird taking flight, you see it and capture it simultaneously, not a half second later after the camera wakes up. Modern DSLRs fire in 0.1 seconds with virtually no shutter lag, compared to the agonizing delays that make point-and-shoots miss the moment entirely. Understanding how your camera transforms photons into pixels fundamentally shapes what you can achieve. Sensor size and pixel quality matter more than megapixel count. A 16-megapixel DSLR sensor, physically larger with superior individual pixels, consistently outperforms an 18-megapixel phone camera because each pixel has more room to collect light without interference, like spacious suburban homes versus cramped apartments. The sensor is an engineering marvel. Photosites covered by color filters, since sensors are colorblind, topped with microlenses focusing light precisely, protected by layers filtering infrared distortion and preventing moiré patterns. Many even shake themselves to dislodge dust. Larger sensors gather light more effectively, producing clean images even in concerts or dimly lit restaurants. What becomes unusable noise at ISO 400 on a phone remains crisp clarity at ISO 1600 on a DSLR. This technical superiority translates directly into creative freedom. You can shoot in conditions that would defeat lesser cameras entirely. Lenses are your visual vocabulary. Each speaks a different language. The 50mm f1.8 prime lens, under $100, often becomes your sharpest tool, while gathering four times more light than kit zooms, essential for indoor shooting without flash. Wide-angle lenses, 12 to 28mm, create dramatic perspective, making foreground elements loom large while distant objects recede. Telephoto lenses, 100 to 200mm plus, compress space, bringing distant subjects closer, perfect for isolating athletes or capturing shy wildlife. Portrait photographers favor 50 to 70mm lenses because they render faces naturally without distortion. The choice between primes and zooms isn't about superiority. It's about trading convenience for speed and sharpness. Primes force deliberate composition. Zooms enable quick response to changing situations. Both belong in your toolkit, chosen based on what each shooting situation demands. Photography is the art of managing light, where science meets creative vision. Your camera's histogram, that mountain-shaped graph, shows tone distribution from pure black to pure white. A well-exposed image displays a centered bell curve. Crushed left means lost shadows, slammed right means unrecoverable blown highlights. Digital sensors have limited dynamic range, forcing you to choose what to preserve and what to sacrifice. Aperture priority controls depth of field, keeping landscapes sharp or blurring portrait backgrounds while the camera adjusts shutter speed. Shutter priority manages motion, freezing hummingbird wings or creating silky waterfall blur while the camera handles aperture. Modern high ISO performance has revolutionized available light photography. ISO 6400 now produces clean images for concerts, evening streets, and candlelit dinners without flash. Focusing demands equal attention because, unlike exposure, you can't fix focus errors later. Continuous autofocus tracks moving subjects, while single autofocus locks precisely on stationary ones. Understanding these tools transforms photography from lucky accidents into intentional creation. Modern DSLRs merge still and motion photography seamlessly. HD video recording delivers cinematic footage with the same superior optics and sensor quality as photos, offering film-like shallow depth of field impossible with traditional video cameras. Time-lapse photography, once requiring specialized equipment, now needs only your camera's interval timer, document construction projects, blooming flowers, or shifting clouds compressed into seconds. Image stabilization compensates for camera shake by detecting motion and shifting elements oppositely, effectively providing 4 extra stops of hand-holding capability. Shoot sharp images at 1/15th second instead of 1/250th second, crucial when light is scarce and tripods impractical. Infrared photography opens otherworldly possibilities with ghostly white foliage and dark skies, though it requires patience and IR-capable sensors. Your DSLR becomes a complete visual creation system, limited only by imagination. Technical skill without compositional vision produces empty images. The rule of thirds, derived from the golden rectangle found throughout nature, suggests placing key elements 1/3 from frame edges rather than center, creating dynamic tension. But rules guide, not constrain. Before shooting, ask, what am I really trying to say? Who will view this? What's my true subject versus distractions? Vertical or horizontal? Where should I position myself? Higher, lower, closer, farther? Does the background enhance or sabotage my subject? For portraits, have subjects sit, position them looking into the frame, and choose flattering angles. Architectural photography demands ultra-wide lenses and careful perspective management. Tilting upward makes buildings appear to fall backward, correctable through specialized lenses or post-processing. Landscapes benefit from compositional elements like curving shorelines or winding roads that guide viewers' eyes, creating visual journeys rather than static scenes. Your DSLR's superior viewfinder makes compositional decisions clearer than squinting at tiny screens or holding cameras at arm's length. When you press the shutter, choose your file format wisely. JPEG offers convenience through compression, ideal for quick sharing with minimal editing. RAW preserves maximum data as digital negatives you can reinterpret as your skills grow. The smartest approach? Shoot RAW plus JPEG simultaneously. Use JPEGs for immediate needs while keeping RAW files for serious editing. Image editing isn't cheating, it's essential craft. Even master photographers enhance their work, adjusting exposure, refining colors, and optimizing sharpness. Your camera captures reality, but editing reveals your vision. Despite digital predictions, physical photographs remain powerfully relevant, displayed on walls, gifted to loved ones, preserved in albums. Your images deserve to exist beyond glowing screens. In a world drowning in casual snapshots, the digital SLR offers something rare, tools for intentional creation. These cameras remove barriers between your vision and its realization. Every control becomes a creative decision rather than an automated guess. The learning curve is real, but so is the reward. Images that capture not just what you saw, but what you felt and wanted others to experience. Your smartphone will always be convenient, but your DSLR will always be capable. Pick it up. Move beyond automatic. Start making photographs that matter, not because they're technically perfect, but because they're unmistakably, intentionally yours.